It was in the Costa Rican town of La Union de Tres Rios that the Vatican says Pope John Paul II performed his second miracle since his death, the criteria required for sainthood. The late pontiff was credited with curing a woman called Floribeth Mora, who had a severe brain injury. Her family prayed to the Pope's memory. They say she was cured on May 1, 2011. Mora's neighbor, Cecilia Chavez, voiced the community's feelings.
How can it be that in this small country such as Costa Rica, in this poor small neighborhood, this miracle took place? It's amazing. There are no words to describe it.
Floribeth Mora had walked into this hospital in San Jose complaining of a headache. Neurosurgeon Alejandro Vargas Roman diagnosed her with a brain aneurysm.
The question of why it disappeared without surgical intervention is without explanation. I have never read about this anywhere around the world.
John Paul had already been credited with healing a French nun of Parkinson's disease. Vatican media reports suggest the canonization ceremony could come as soon as December. At London's Westminster Cathedral, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor said the speed of the process is not surprising.
We shouldn't be too surprised that this has happened quite quickly after his death, because he, certainly in my lifetime and many others, he's been the most outstanding pope. And they have Pope Gregory the Great, Pope Leo the Great. I think this will be Pope John Paul the Great.
Worshippers welcomed the news. Sisters Alice Heary and May Lovett were visiting the cathedral from Ireland.
Wonderful news for the Catholic Church. And let's hope it brings more people back to the church.
Yes. Especially the young people.
Pope John Paul II led the Roman Catholic Church from 1978 to 2005 during the fall of communism, including in his native country of Poland. But human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell questions John Paul's legacy.
On women's rights and gay rights, he opposed them both within the church and within the wider society. He supported laws that discriminate against women and against gay people. I don't think such a person is fit for sainthood.
The Vatican announced another former pontiff, Pope John XXIII, will also be made a saint after the current Pope Francis waived the customary rules which require a second miracle. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.